Well, the message this year is back to the Coast Guard, Semper Paratus. And I think Dick and I think Rhett, they're the only Coasties. So the rest of you don't have to pay attention. No, the rest of you better pay attention. But Semper Paratus, always ready. And I sort of get, you know, like this slide. Here's what civilians think we do in the Coast Guard. This is what my mom thinks we do in the Coast Guard. This is what Chief thinks I do. Dick, is that true? Something like that. What I tell my friends I do. What's shown on the news, a lot of humanitarian. And then what I really do. A lot of environmental and hygienic cleansing the Air Force does, or the Coast Guard does. So anyway, someone once said about the Coast Guard, we do this job because every once in a while someone is out there without hope, desperately praying for their life. And we get to be the answer. It's going to get dusty up here, folks. Sorry. And the Coast Guard, you know, that ready today, preparing for tomorrow. The Coast Guard, you know, Semper Paratus, always ready. And they have a lot of jobs. They are one service that really is very active doing their mission during peacetime. And they have a lot of non-homeland security missions like ICE operations, and you know, including the ICE patrol, living marine resources like fisheries, things like that. Marine animals, environmental protection, marine safety, you know, for boating, keeping people safe. Aids to navigation, lighthouses, buoys, search and rescue, and then a lot of their now homeland security missions, defense readiness. You know, they were very active, for example, during the Vietnam War. Maritime law enforcement, migrant interdiction, which hopefully they will get back to that. Ports, waterways, and coastal security. And then a big one that I used to help them with, drug interdiction. And so a couple dates that are important. In 1790, the Revenue Marine, later renamed the Revenue Cutter Service, was created within the Treasury Department of all things. Then in 1915, the Revenue Cutter Service combines with the U.S. Life-Saving Service to create the Coast Guard officially. In 1939, lighthouses were added. 1946, steamboat inspection was added. In 1967, the Coast Guard was transferred to the Department of Transportation. In 2003, the Coast Guard was transferred to the Department of Homeland Security, which is why they have a lot of actual protection duties. And some of their core values, which is really the heart of this, and appropriate for not only Coasties, but embodied by all veterans, and really should be embodied by all Christians and people in general. So their values, honor. Integrity is our standard. This is right from the glossy brochure type of stuff. Integrity is our standard. We demonstrate uncompromising ethical conduct and moral behavior in all of our personal actions. We are loyal and accountable to the public trust. As Alexander Hamilton once said, a few armed vessels judiciously stationed at the entrances of our ports might, at a small expense, be made useful sentinels of laws, protecting that which is right. But how much more, a fortiori is a good Latin phrase, how much more should we as Christians stand for honor? 1 Peter 2, 11 through 12. Beloved, Peter says, beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. In other words, folks, we as Christians should have a walk, our lives, consistent with what we say we believe as Christians. We of all people should understand honor. But not only honor, respect. We value our diverse workforce. We treat each other with fairness, dignity, and compassion. We encourage individual opportunity and growth. We encourage creativity through empowerment. We work as a team. And that can actually be seen in the early days. Good old Captain Hell-Roaring Mike Healy, he was the first black officer of a U.S. ship. He commanded one of the revenue cutter service. Well, how much more should we as Christians? You shall respect. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. In righteousness, you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the wife of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19:15-18. So then the Bible elsewhere talks about we are not to be respecters of persons. And that's the original, much greater than Martin Luther King. We are to judge people by the content of their character and not by the color of their skin. I wonder where he got that from. And then finally, devotion to duty. We are professionals, military and civilian, who seek responsibility, accept accountability, and are committed to the successful achievement of our organizational goals. We exist to serve. We serve with pride. And a guy named George Putman, who was the first commissioner of lighthouses, say, the lighthouse and the light ship appeal to the interests and better instinct of man because they are symbolic of never ceasing watchfulness, of steadfast endurance in every exposure, of widespread helpfulness. How much more then should we, like Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 5, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. A lighthouse. I have a lot of lighthouses in my home on the, decorations, pictures. But a lighthouse is a great picture of the gospel message, if nothing else. Light shining in darkness, a guide to a safe port. Lighthouses do. And they also warn of danger, rocky shoals. So a lighthouse is a good picture for what we should be reflecting God's glory to a world that is in mortal danger, of course, of washing up on the rocks. So good enough for the Coast Guard, good enough for all of us, veterans, semper paratus. And as one old Coast Guard guy said, I reasoned that I was a Coast Guard first class boatswain's mate. My job was the sea and to save those in peril upon it. How much more, like 1 Peter 3, and who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and semper paratus. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that then when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. So honor, respect, devotion to duty. These things not only compel the Coast Guard compels service, but ultimately should compel us as Christians, compelling to serve to save lives, not merely physical, but spiritual. Semper paratus. May God bless our veterans, and may God bless the United States of America.